Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 23rd of November, and hazy morning here in Auroville, 27 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast predicts for today sun and areas of high clouds this morning, followed by clouds limiting sun and over the night partly cloudy. Temperatures ranging from low 26 to high of 32, with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 24%. In today's news, we are featuring a short excerpt of interview with Patrick and another one with Paul Vincent on early days in Auroville made by our internship student Ira Gopal.
For you, what does it mean to be an Aurovillian?
To participate in the plan, in the vision that the mother had for this Auroville.
Okay.
You have to get rid of your own egoistic feeling or your own view, which are totally distorted. But you have to remember to stick with mother's vision of Auroville. The rest doesn't count. And can say, oh, this is like this, or this is like that, or like this, or like that. That doesn't have any relevance. The relevance is you basically make a pledge. We didn't sign any paper, but I mean, it was a pledge. It was a commitment. So just go all the way to your commitment with your up and down, with your liking and disliking. And the fact is, you have to realize, I think, even those who may have something to say about today's Auroville, they will, in their inner self, know that it's the only place, and it's really a place which is different from all other places in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that it's a great gift. It's a fantastic opportunity for you to make your life.
Right.
It's bringing so much possibilities, so much benefit. I don't think anybody would challenge that. I mean, challenging that would be like challenging the divine. I mean, who is going to challenge the divine? I mean, if the mother says so, that's the way it is.
So for you, it means like to be a true Aurovillian. It means to go back to what the mother actually
was. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and do karma yoga.
Yeah.
This is what mother wanted, karma yoga. Yoga with the material, not with the mind. We don't need computer to make a karma yoga. You take computer after, like me, 45 years of work, you take a computer, it's okay. You have done it. You have done your job. You have done your share. Mm. But young people should go out in the field. And if they don't have the means to go out in the field, they should ask for it. They should ask for it and claim it as a right. It is their right to have the instrument they need to work. I don't say that people should work with a crowbar and mumpty in the field under the sun. No way. We did it. We don't want you to do it again. But if you need material to do the same work, like a tractor, like whatever, ask for it. But don't say that as an excuse that you cannot do the work because you don't have the instrument. Ask for it. And if there is no money, you ask those people who make the policy or the people who manage the finance. They should manage to get the money for that.
That's what we need the money for.
Yeah, but the money is there if we want it. That we have to tap the, we have to get it from the proper source. If we go with a proper request to, there are many organizations which are ready to help Auroville. But we have to come up with something which stand, you know, something which people will say, yeah, this is something which need to be supported. We claim to be a model city, a city which the earth need.
In daily, journey of Auroville is going on and it will conclude on Saturday, 25th of November. And this is the first of many celebratory events on the occasion of 50th anniversary of Auroville. On display is a large Orville exhibition, panel discussion, activities, products, food and interactive games and session including awareness through the body session, wasteless card game Pick It Up and EcoFem's Teach Your Path workshop, as well as Mohanam Orville and Orville Bamboo Center exhibits. They also offer yummy treats by Mason & Co. and Skiro Pizza and delicious sips by Mark's Coffee. There is also a book sale, an Orville photography and literature book on display, as well as a collection of Orville products from Aroma, Orville Papers, Aurospiral, Orville Bamboo Center, Naturalmo, and many more. And there will be a panel discussion on 24th, which is tomorrow, between 4 to 7 p.m., Learning to Live Together, at UNESCO Auditorium in Delhi. Savitri Study Camp in Tamil is hosting a three-day Savitri Study Camp on Canto 2, the issue of Book 1 of Sri Aurobindo's Savitri. The study camp will be led by Bhavana between 24 to 26 of November between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and between 2:30 and 5:30 p.m. All Tamil Aurovillians are welcome to participate. An Auroville Tamil Nadu seminar under the auspice of the Aurovasi Education Center will take place on 26, which is Sunday, between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2 p.m. onwards, with delegates from Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Auroville who will attend the seminar on Saturday 25th from 6 p.m. onward. All this seminar will be going on in Sauchuv Circle in Bharat Nivas, and the theme is Spiritual Significance of Auroville by speaker G. Varudarjan from Aurovasi Education Center. Interaction with delegates will follow. Proceeding will be mostly in Tamil and partly in English, and everyone is cordially invited. On Saturday, 25th of November at 8 p.m. at Kalabhumi Studio, we are invited to Kalabhumi Goes Live, November edition, with Divich singing Hindi traditional tunes on acoustic guitar and jazz quartet, with joyful sharing on some less-known jazz standards. And Paulette informs us on Pondi Sire Bus on Darshan Day, 24th of November and December 5th. For those using the Orville bus to have Darshan in Sri Aurobindo's room tomorrow on November 24th, which is Sri Aurobindo City Day, the bus will leave from Mathe Mandir at 9 a.m. via the ordinary route and return from Pondi at noon. No tokens are required, and the bus will be available on December 5th as well, on Sri Aurobindo Mahasamadhi Day. The Sire bus is reserved for Aurovillians and newcomers going for Darshan. All others will have to use the ordinary bus as per the daily schedule. From Hungarian Pavilion International Zone comes an announcement and a plea, because they are starting a little experiment in the International Zone where they will create a small food garden with seeds from all over the world. They believe that the land of the International Zone is sacred and have a potential to guide the souls of the nation towards human unity. They would like to use this potential with their work on the International Garden. The garden produce will be used for community events and would be shared at Foodlink. They would like to ask you for your blessings and seeds from your country. They would need some empty plastic or paper cups for their seedlings. This weekend they will start preparing the beds and they would love some support with the works. Children are welcome in these activities. They call forward to all people, guests, volunteers or civilians who feel unhappy about the present states of the world and have faith in the mission of the International Zone of Orville. That work will be going on Saturday 25th and Sunday 26th of November between 3 to 5 p.m. near Aryapani Farm, and you just need to follow the path between the European Tree and the Inuksuk. It's the field opposite of Tibetan Pavilion. At Cinema Visitor Center Video Room, there will be no film show on Friday 24th, as Orville Film will be at the International Film Festival of India in Panaji in Goa, in view of preparing its 10th panorama of contemporary Indian cinema. But at Eco Film Club in Sandhana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see Access 360, Taj Mahal 43, made in 2012 and directed by Aditya Tai. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Russian Romance, Disappearance, made in Russia in 2007 and directed by Elena Strizevsky. On Saturday, International Comedy History, Elvis and Nixon, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Lisa Johnson. On Sunday, at Children's Film Adventure at 4:30 p.m., The Young and Prodigies, T.S. Spivet, made in USA in 2013 and directed by Jean-Pierre Jeunet. And later on Sunday, at Cine Club, within Akira Kurosawa movies, we will see drama biography, There's Ozala, made in Japan in 1975. On the topic, what is integral yoga, Sri Aurobindo wrote, "There are many yogas, many spiritual disciplines, paths towards liberation and perfection, goodward ways of the spirit. Each has its separate aim, its peculiar approach to the one reality, its separate method, its helpful philosophy and its practice. The integral yoga takes up all of them in their essence and tries to arrive at unification in essence, not in detail, of all of these aims, methods, approaches. It stands for an all-embracing philosophy and practice." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orovilleradio.org.